USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he ordered the killing of a top Iranian general to stop a war, not to start one. But in the tense aftermath, the Pentagon braced for realization by sending more troops to the Middle East. Democrats complained that Trump had not consulted Congress, and some worried the strike made war more likely. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo argued the U.S. case with allies in the Middle East and beyond, asserting that the drone strike killing General Qasem Soleimani was a necessary act of self-defense. He asserted that Soleimani was plotting a series of attacks that endangered many American troops across the Middle East. In brief remarks to the nation, Trump said the Iranian general had been plotting imminent and sinister attacks. The U.S. has about 5,200 troops in Iraq, mostly to train and advise Iraqi forces. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A Massachusetts man accused of killing a 13-year-old girl and injuring two other people will continue to be held without bail. Gregory Goodsell has pleaded not guilty to numerous counts, including operating under the influence and a count of manslaughter. A judge in Plymouth District Court ruled that Goodsell was a danger to the public. Prosecutors in court said Goodsell's driving record included more than 35 violations. He did acknowledge at the scene of the crash that he had drank way too much and used cocaine at a holiday party thrown by his boss. This is USA Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson has laid off her entire campaign staff, but Williamson is not expected to completely exit the race, at least not yet. Williamson issued a statement confirming she will stay campaigning, but also stating that she cannot afford a traditional campaign. Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
A former first lady has landed a job in Europe. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Hillary Clinton appointed the first female chancellor at Queen's University in Northern Ireland. The former first lady, former U.S. senator, and former White House hopeful receiving an honorary doctorate from the university back in 2018. Now, she's not going to be paid for this job. It's largely ceremonial, and she won't have to relocate to Belfast. Her primary duties will include handing out degrees, advising senior management, and serving as an ambassador to help open doors for Queen's University. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The new year is off to a profitable start in Illinois, where the state's marijuana shops brought in nearly $3.2 million on the first day of legal sale. Illinois is the 11th state to legalize the drug. According to the governor's senior advisor for cannabis control, 37 state dispensaries made 77,128 transactions, amounting to more than $3.17 million in sales. Legalization in Illinois also means that nearly 800,000 people with criminal records for purchasing or possessing 30 grams of marijuana or less would have their records expunged. Earlier this week, Governor Pritzker granted more than 11,000 pardons for low-level marijuana convictions. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.